and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller, and it is the 25th day of May, 2005. And I don't know, I'm sitting here with news stories about the New World Order and more federal control and all that stuff. But I got on this thing about General Motors and Ford and their profit loss and this, that, and the other. American jobs. I used to work for GM, so I have this little, thorn in my side about GM, and a caller had called in and mentioned something about planned obsolescence, that they start building cars, you know, they start to build cars that would self-destruct, and the idea was, well, when that one wears out prematurely, you got to run back and buy another one. No, if I'm buying something and it breaks what I think is prematurely, I'm not going to buy that product anymore. But such is the wisdom and the arrogance of the car makers. Now, it could be that they're getting their comeuppance right now for arrogance, but that still equates to job loss. Fred in Michigan, you were saying, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, about the dealers and that. Back in the 80s, I haven't bought a new car in a while, so I don't know how they are today. I just stay away. But I had a Toyota, say an 82, bought it for $11,000. 5 years later, I went to trade it in to a Toyota dealer for another Corolla that was only $12,000 at the time. They gave me $5,000 trade-in. A friend of mine had a 92 minivan or 82 minivan, and he went back same year to trade his in, which cost him $17,000. He was buying a $21,000 vehicle. And they offered him $2,500, and their reason was they don't hold value. I says, why would you want to buy it?
Yeah.
So the dealers are really screwing the reputation. It's the same thing as if you bring the car in, they're going to tell you it's a blown engine.
Right.
May not be. So why do you want to buy that car?
Well, and dealers have gotten a reputation. Now, it wasn't always that way. I mean, years ago, I'm thinking back in the 60s and the 70s, you know, you had disreputable dealers. I mean, let's face it, we got profit takers or maximizers, let's be nice and call them that, in any industry, selling any product that you can think of. But these people, it seemed like they went to school. You know, I mean, I used to work, when I was in Michigan, I worked for a company, I worked with 70 car dealerships, and it ranged from Toyota, Honda, Nissan, you know, General Motors, Ford, BMW, Jaguar, you name it. I mean, I worked with them all. And I'll tell you, 95% of those guys, I mean, they'd shoot their mother for, you know, a big fat paycheck. And I'm not exaggerating. They were all whores. And it just seemed like they created an environment that was conducive to this, and they have not been able to change that. You ask anybody that buys a car, what is the most horrifying experience about owning a new car? They want to buy a car. They want to drive a new car. But what is the one thing that they hate? And that's that process of walking through that dealer's door. Because and no matter what happens, you walk out with this heavy sinking feeling that you've just been screwed beyond belief. And
yeah.
It's true.
And then the CEOs in the 80s, Iacocca was complaining he couldn't compete with the Japanese because of the yen difference.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when it's turned around and the yen went down, or when it went up, whatever it was, when they had the advantage,
right.
What did they do? They raised their prices to match it and take a quick profit.
That's
when they could
exactly.
Have played the same game and get market share.
That's exactly what they did. Hey, Fred, thanks for your call.
All right.
Appreciate it. We'll be back, folks.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartivite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there, and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there, and I walk to the other end of the road, and I come back, and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit Cartivite.us for more information.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I was reading an article in Village Voice today, and it's the Hayseed versus Hillary. William Brenner is a small-town guy with a big ambition. They go into a lot about Hillary Clinton, and there was a poll done last week. 51% of the residents who told pollsters last week she's already got their vote. Well, way buried in this story, after they get done going after this small-town guy that has set his sights on Clinton's Senate seat, it says, so why leave it behind to battle Clinton? Here's his response. The economy. He responds, meaning the one in New York, the one upstate in particular. That's why he went from community leader. He's a 25-year volunteer firefighter to political hopeful. He says, we're in a pitched battle to save jobs and industries. Reading from notes scribbled on yellow legal paper as Brenner gives his spiel, his face becomes flushed, his voice animated, his passion takes over, and he lets go of the notes. He has heard working people's frustrations. They tell me, I want to work, I need to work, but their jobs are being outsourced. The sad economic situation has only continued since Clinton assumed office, he says, and if he were elected, he'd work more closely with corporate leaders, employee unions, and state officials to make New York business friendly. Daniel in Texas. Hello, Daniel.
Good.
Hi.
Sir?
Yes.
I listened to you Friday, and I heard your despair on people that you felt didn't care or weren't concerned with your voice and what you're trying to do. And I was just wanting you to know that I listen to you, even though I haven't called you before, and I'm sure there's more. If you would look in history at the American Revolution, and you'll see that only 20% of the people in this country picked up arms against England at that time.
Right.
And so you have more people listening and that do care about what you have to say and what your cause is than you probably feel like.
Well,
so I asked you if you don't get discouraged.
No. Look, I've been doing this. I've been doing this for going on 13 years now, and I recognize one thing. You know, if I was that discouraged, I wouldn't be doing radio anymore. You know, I was talking, went out to lunch with Alan Stang and his wife Gail today. Very, very nice people, and we were talking a lot about what's going on in the country and things of this nature. I've been doing this for almost 13 years, and I know what the key is to this, and I find myself. It sounds like rhetoric because it's being repeated so often. What I would like to hear is the people that are remaining silent out there, like yourself. This is the first time you've called in. Another guy from Maine just called in, and he said, I've never called in before, but I was doing something that kind of piqued his interest. Look, I've always said this, that there is going to be something about the global plan here, but eventually this is going to affect everybody. But I do know this. I do know this, and this is what really gets me, and you can understand the frustration behind it,
yes.
Is that the people that have, Daniel, the information are not getting it to other people. This is the point of my frustration, because I know we have what can win. I know we have works, and it's called the truth. What exasperates me is the slow growth of the information, not just my program. I don't care if it's Alex Jones. I don't care who it is. Wherever they're getting their source of information, the people that are hearing this information are absorbing it like sponges, and very few of them, very few of them, are saying, look, this is what you need to do. You want to find out what's really going on and why it's going on. You know, this is why the archiving on this network is free. This is why the streaming is free. If you're going to tell somebody, look, if we don't have a radio outlet out there, they don't have a shortwave radio or not on a local AM and FM near them, that they can point them to the website.
Yes,
I specifically did the archiving and the streaming for free because it's very hard to get somebody to pay attention to something if they've got to pay for it and they don't know what it is beforehand. And I'm always going to keep this streaming free and the archiving free because it's about the information. And,
yes,
and the frustration, Daniel, that you hear in my voice, just one more second, the frustration you hear in my voice is that people are not spreading the message that there is a message to be heard. And not everybody is the greatest talker in the world. Not everybody is the greatest purveyor of information. And I understand that. But for gosh sakes, at least give the people a chance, for
yes,
people
sir.
That are articulate and delivering the message, give them a chance to hear it and let them make up their own minds.
Yes, sir, I understand. Can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
The only way I can get you is through shortwave, because I don't listen to AM and FM.
Right.
I mean, they have gone to pop. But I do have something that someone needs to hear, and only you can do, because I don't have a radio.
You're fading out on me, Daniel.
I'm sorry. Are you with me?
Yeah. Are you moving? Or are you standing still?
I'm here.
Okay.
Right.
Don't move.
Okay. Okay. If everyone that's listening to me can find the book, it's called "Oil: The Non-Crisis" by Lindsey Williams.
Yeah, had him on this show several times. Yes.
I mean, if people could understand, that's one thing that everyone should know and understand. It's a short read. It's very informative. And it all ties into a lot of things we're doing. And believe me, I know a whole lot more besides that.
Well, you know, I just dropped the, you know, if people would read two books, The Energy Non-Crisis,
yes,
by Lindsey Williams,
yes,
and they would read One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas by Carl Schwartz, which, by the way, folks, we've dropped the price on that to $19.95. So you can get that by calling 800-724-2719. You can get the book or you can go online, rbnlive.com at the store and purchase it. I've had Danny change the price on the web. But just that they read those two books. You know, the thing that's really strange, and I've been thinking about this the last couple of weeks, Daniel, why are not people just outraged about gas prices right now? Why aren't they jumping up and down?
Because they don't know.
But they didn't know anything before, but when prices would spike at the gas pumps, people would go crazy. They'd be calling their congressmen and their senators. They'd be livid, and you'd see news stories all over the place. I hear grumblings about filling up at the pump, right. But I'm not seeing the public outrage like you saw before. These people before didn't know anything that was going on, but they knew one thing. They didn't want to pay more at the pump. So what's going on with that? I don't know. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Mr. Stattmiller, if they would read about the Federal Reserve,
yes.
Knowing it's not a government-owned organization.
But, Daniel, here's the point, and you're hitting on all this. The point is to get them to listen to the programming so they at least have some information as to why they should be reading this material and educating themselves, because this affects them. We got to get them going in the right direction. We're not going to have 100% success rate. We may not even have a 50%. We may only have a 30% success rate.
Well, if you had a 20, you could win this country over.
Bingo. We don't need 75%. We don't need 50%. Huh. 20%. I'd be happy with 20% because those 20%, those people that were informed that really knew what was driving this whole thing, that's all that we would need. I agree with you. But how do we get them there? This is why.
Well, sir, I don't know. The only thing is, you know, I'm just a person that might affect three or five people a day, but I don't have a radio program.
Well, I do.
And that's why I'm concerned. You know, that's why I wish.
Me too.
Something that could be put out there for them to understand and read.
Yeah. Well, a program such as today. What have I been talking about today? I haven't been talking about a whole lot about the New World Order. I've been talking about what? Jobs, talking about the auto industry, talking about gas prices, and the other.
It all adds up, but they don't know the total bottom line outcome or even the core of where it even stems from. I'm not condemning you. I love it.
No, I understand that, Daniel. I'm not putting you on the spot here, but if somebody were to listen to a program today that they could identify with, they don't know anything about. Okay, so brand new listener. Doesn't know about the non-energy oil crisis, doesn't know about the rip-off Federal Reserve, doesn't know about the IRS, doesn't know a lot of stuff. If they were to listen to this show today, they'd go, this guy's making a little bit of sense. Maybe I'll tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow they're going to get a little bit more information about this, that, and the other.
Right.
But the point is to get them to listen. But my bailiwick here and my stress point, and maybe I should forgive myself for getting upset, because I'm not upset enough to quit doing radio. I'm not upset enough to quit doing this network. I'm not that upset, nor will I ever be. But it grinds me to no end when people will not take the available information and its outlets, and they won't tell anybody. And I'll give you an example. Here comes the bumper sticker thing again. Okay? I know we got a lot of people out there listening. Why won't they call this network or just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to this network so they could get a bumper sticker? They ain't got to talk to nobody. All they got to do is put it on the back of their car so we can have somewhat of a moving billboard to at least allow the opportunity for somebody to tune in to my show, to anybody on this network, and listen to it.
The only thing here where I'm at, the only way I get you is shortwave.
Well, I understand that. That's why I maintain the shortwave. That's why everybody on this network is going to have shortwave. This has been the power base. This has been the people that we have educated, that I myself got educated on, by the way. It wasn't through the mainstream media.
Exactly.
My education, first, my eye-opener, came by way of a guy by the name of Bill Cooper. So I was a shortwave junkie years ago. But this is the audience that has been the core and the group of people, the salt of the earth in this country. But we're doing a bad job of promoting the truth. And what is the one thing that sells? That's the truth. That's the one thing people will buy because it's something they haven't heard for years.
There's nothing else but the truth.
There you go. Daniel, got to let you go. We got loaded phones. Folks, we'll take the break and roll these calls right after this.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission: take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them, 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Folks, we're back. Let's keep rolling the phone calls here. I guess we'll just save some of these stories for tomorrow. And if the world doesn't come to an end, or the new pope doesn't turn into the Antichrist, I guess we don't have a big emergency here today. Russ in West Virginia. Hello, Russ.
Hello, John.
Hi, sir.
Would you agree that there's a lot of people out of work that are excellent at machinist and excellent at creating a job site and making something from that?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me tell you what our problem is. First of all, we've got too many cowards in the country. And I'm tired of hearing peace. Now, we have too many whorehouses called the White House that's local. When you have somebody that's able to put brakes on a car and wants to start his business, until we, the people, go right down to City Hall and tell that inspector, you leave this man alone or I'll stick your face in the ground, stomp on you. This man is giving me something, a service. He's making a part that I need. Now, we're not going to back that man without these laws, rules, and regulations. If we don't get that rules and regulations crap out of our hair, we're not going anywhere.
Well, how about coupling? This is happening a lot here in Central Texas. We have illegals doing body work. We have illegals doing mechanical work. They're not in the system at all. They don't have to put up with any of that stuff.
Well, why are we putting up with it?
Well, why do we have illegals in this country is another big question.
That's par for the course, but that's just a side issue. The issue is we have those same rights, but we are too cowardly to exercise it.
Well, and I do believe that it comes down to one thing. Again, it's education. You know, sometimes you don't get somebody that hasn't piqued their interest in something unless they have a basis of knowledge in it. They will not be able to make comparisons or at least cognitively think about something unless they have information. And that's at the very heart of all of this, is to give people information that they can make their minds up about it. I don't want to give somebody my opinion and have them walk around with my opinion and parroting my opinion. I want them to think. You know, we got enough parrots in this country that people are basing their opinions on absolutely nothing or basing their opinion on somebody else's opinion.
Well, all right, John. I want to question this.
Yeah.
What is your second hour for your shortwave?
74.65.
74.85.
74.65.
74.65. That's why I haven't been able to get you.
Well, there it is.
74.65. All right, thank you for your time, John.
Okay, thanks, Russ. Appreciate your call. Freddie in Philly. Hello, Fred. Hi.
Don, I think you're making a difference. I think you're making a real difference, and I'll give you some examples. You know the new Freedom Initiative that I first heard about on Alex's show? You're familiar with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I called up Ron Paul's office and gave him I basically drafted a bill or an amendment that would defund it. And I didn't really do it on paper, but I stated the case very clearly, exactly what they should do, that they should propose a defunding amendment, and if it turned out that, you know, the bureaucracy wanted this type of program to continue, like just a safe face, that they could convert some of the funds just for, like, voluntary advertising of, you know, mental health, mental retardation services. That way the bureaucracy would save face and it would probably get through more easily. But it would definitely defund completely the coercive nature of the New Freedom Initiative. Well, I found out that Ron Paul went to Speaker Hastert within 2 days after I called. Well, I don't know if it was because of me, but he buttonholed Speaker Hastert, and he got that defunding amendment in the New Freedom Initiative law.
And the Freedom Initiative law is not that great. But what does that have to do with me?
Well, the kind of issues that you bring up are being heard by listeners, and we are actually talking to other people, and we are calling Congress and turning some of these issues around.
Now, imagine the effect. Now, imagine this, Fred, that this programming or any type of this programming were on AM and FM stations across this nation, that we were feeding people the true, I mean, the skinny. We're given, you know, unbiased. Well, I'm biased. I'm biased against the New World Order. I'm biased against the transnational corporations that have hitched their wagon to the bankers' ponies here. Yeah, I guess in that respect, I'm biased. But what we're offering people is information and the who, what, where, when, and why. We're not opinion generators. We're truth tellers, not soothsayers. And the real key to this thing, and I'll bring it back down to its base points here, it's information. So how best to get that information out?
Well,
all you guys sitting out there right now listening to this program, you're the ambassadors. So start talking. Start talking it up. That's the only way that we're going to make a difference. Otherwise, we're going to die a very slow death in this country. Hang on a second, Fred. I'll bring you back over the break. John, Roger, John, we got a lot of Johns here. James, oh, there's a switch. And others, we'll get to all of your calls right after this break. Hang on, Fred.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
A reminder, 20% off of all portable Airnizer units and the HVAC models until April 30th. There was a price increase. Why? Cost of materials are going up. New prices take effect May 1st. You need to call this number today, folks. If you do not have an Airnizer, shame, shame. 877-605-9200. The people that buy these units, you have to shoot them to get them out of their hands, out of their cold, dead fingers. 20% off on all the portables and HVAC models until April 30th. That number, 877-605-9200. Fred, you were saying.
Yeah, give you another example of turning it around, turning the situation around. I think the national ID card has been slowed down, maybe even defunded. And the third example would be that the General Accounting Office, the head of that, was on CNN about 3.5 weeks ago, and this is the most remarkable thing because he had an interview and he just really said that according to the General Accounting Office's expertise, this administration and the country cannot continue financially. I've never heard anyone in the GAO be that heavy on the issue.
Well, and they told the truth. I mean, I mentioned that one little paragraph article. The GAO put out that thing over a year ago that said, look, past, present, and future obligations of the United States government is, they said it was $53 trillion. We'll add another $20 trillion to that. Yeah. $53 trillion. So at least they come out and said that that's it. We're broke. We
they
can't continue.
It. Yeah, and I think you have the example of the dollar is being supported artificially now.
Sure.
I mean, you got... I'm moving into precious metals. I think everybody, even someone of a modest means, which I am, should do that. I mean, why have a savings account that's going to lose its value in the next year? I mean, it's going to lose 7%. This inflation rate of 2 or 3 or 4% is a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, well, and the stock market's being supported by the government also.
Yeah.
I mean, they have their plunge protection team in there, but. But, you know, it's getting so ridiculous getting to the point where they wanted to privatize Social Security and take people's retirement fund and speculate in the stock market. Isn't that wonderful? The
yeah.
government now is going to play craps with your money.
Yeah, not if I can help it.
I understand.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it. You know, during the break, folks, I was thinking, you know, we have made a big difference, and we will continue to make a big difference. Do you think this deal along the border down there, and my hat's off to Tombstone newspaper down there. I enjoy what they're doing. But we talked a lot about the illegal migration into this country, so much so that there are now people volunteering down there on the border, at least till the end of this month, and they're going to fire up again in October, expand it to all the border states and the southern border, even talking about maybe into Canada, but with a new twist. Then we're going to take volunteers, and we're going to go after businesses that are hiring illegals right now. Yeah, folks, more people are not paying their federal income taxes right now to the point that it's stressing the IRS so much because they can't possibly audit everybody that have found out that the income tax is illegal and unconstitutional. So much so that they're now considering a national sales tax, which is not any better than the IRS. But at least you wouldn't have people guaranteeing your wages or stealing your homes or your dog or your cat or anything else that you value in your life. But that's still not an answer. That's still unconstitutional. You know, the real issue to this is for the government to downsize and quit acting as if they have endless checks that they can keep writing. They have bankrupted this country. This country has been in official bankruptcy since 1933. But now it's to the point that nobody wants to play games with us anymore. Nobody wants to deal with us anymore. They want to drop the dollar. Yes, we are making a difference. And I am not denying that. The problem is we're running out of time. And we need people to redouble and step up their efforts. For those that have not done anything out there at all, what are you waiting for? You know, I'm not into a survival mode. I don't want to be okay while the rest of my countrymen are not okay. Even though they, by their stupidity standard, they may not deserve to be okay. But I'm trying to do the one thing that nobody else has tried to do. I'm not saying me personally, but I'm speaking of the movement as a whole. To wake up the American people. Not everybody is going to care. So don't get discouraged if half the people you talk to look at you and say, oh, you're one of those conspiracy nuts. I don't care about those people. Let them die of their own volition. But I don't want to be a survivalist mode with little conclaves of good people in this country. I want my country, the whole enchilada, back. Not just a little remnant of what we once were. And here's the irony. We can be again if you want it. If you want it. If you wish it. If you want it. We can. John in Florida. Hello, John.
It's me again.
Hi.
I salute you. God bless you. You are like Paul Revere. You're giving a call of alarm to people. And there are a few others like Alex, even some that you've had a little falling out with lately. And I'm not going to mention them, but they're out there still.
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't care if they listen to that guy either,
because
he puts out information. It's good.
Yeah. We all need to become learned. And, I mean, people who are in a position maybe to open up the windows and turn up the radio, whether it's coming across on a micro station or, you know, shortwave, Do so. I've told you I have to go out sometimes and listen to the programming in the car. Well, I drive to a parking lot where the Winn-Dixie is, and I sit up on the hill and I crank it up. I sometimes open up my bathroom window, the other place where the waves come through, and I thank the people in this area for 103.7 FM, which is a micro broadcaster. I need to find out who they are so I can, like, you know, help them maybe. But everybody should get on the phone when they're talking to you and they got the opportunity to, like, you know, be heard nationally and give out, like, call signs or frequencies or however it is, so that when people are passing through that area, they can tune it in. And that's, like, you know, be obnoxious. Play it loud when you're going down the street. Stick speakers up on your chimney and, like, you know, let the neighbors hear the programming, because maybe it'll wake some people up.
How many people do we have, right, Paul, how many people right now are online in this country? Do you have any idea? Was it 50%? Something like that? And it's between 40 and 50%. And the numbers are growing every year. That's why the government wants to get in there and control the Internet. But
yeah.
What about everybody that listens to this show? I don't think this phone has rang one time to get a free bumper sticker. Not one time. Now, why is that? Here, you don't have to maybe irritate your neighbor. You don't have to blast it out of your bathroom window. You know, if that's not the way you go. And I'm not admonishing you for doing that. I think it's great. But a stinking, lousy bumper sticker on the back of somebody's car.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know? I mean, this is my point, and people don't seem to get this.
Yep.
Osmotically, they think that just because somebody's talking about it, and we've got people here and there listening to it, that somehow that's going to make the change that's going to make the true difference.
Yeah.
And it ain't
going to
happen that way.
No, I agree. You know, that's the minimum. I mean, I'm going to be a little more aggressive in people's, like, face or their ears, you know. But I want to disseminate it. But I really had a point. I wanted to bring up something, and it was something you alluded to, the immigrants and all. I happened last night on CNN to see CNN Presents with Maria Hinosa, who was showing how there's an abundance of Mexicans and other Central Americans and possibly even South Americans now taking over parts of Georgia. And I had seen that about 10 years ago when I traveled a lot through that area, up into the mountains, you know, and through Tennessee. And, you know, typical, I saw the same sort of stuff a dozen years ago up on Long Island, where I spent a lot of my life before I came south. You know, the people were congregating on the side of the curbs, waiting for day labor positions. And, I mean, just, you know, others that make it, they're given opportunities to work up in a restaurant trade or something, from the busboy to being the food manager, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they got the American dream. They're illegals. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-huh. I heard a click. So
that was,
you know,
that was my cough button because I was yelling at my producer.
You know, I mean, it was interesting to see her, you know, programming. But, of course, she's of Hispanic origin, and we know what kind of tilt and spin she's going to put on this, how these people are just wanting an opportunity. But it showed things that I think the average person doesn't realize has been going on. And, you know, something's going to break.
Well, and it will, but it's going to be how it breaks.
Like,
how it's going to be managed from,
like,
the other,
like,
side.
Like Robbie mentioned, all of the illness that many of these people are bringing, communicable diseases.
Yes. Absolutely.
Hey, you got others to move on to, my friend. Thanks for listening to me today.
Okay, John.
Be
thank you.
To you again.
And keep blasting that radio. And thanks to the guys down there that are they're carrying the show. I appreciate
that. Oh,
yeah.
You
all betcha. Right. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call. All right. You know, sometimes subtle differences make all the difference in the world. I can remember when I was on that other radio network, they had a guy by the name of Derry Brownfield. We have him on this network also. And this guy had 70 radio stations across the country. And I'm thinking, And he was always big on property rights and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I thought, well, that's good. Well, then I thought of it. The thought struck me. Because we have the best core listeners of radio, even though it wasn't mainstream. This is where all the patriots grew out of. Shortwave radio. So I was racking my brains, now how can we make this guy more effective? And then it dawned on me. I put Derry Brownfield on shortwave radio. Not because the shortwave audience necessarily needed to hear what Derry Brownfield was talking about, but what I wanted was the vast knowledge base of that shortwave audience to translate over to Derry Brownfield, in which it did. Now, would I like to be on 70 radio stations in this country? AM and FMs? Sure I would. Absolutely. Would they necessarily take me? That's subject to debate. Because the quality of the program, no, it's well produced. No, that wouldn't be it. It's about the information. Because we have a lot of people that don't have the courage of their own convictions. Radio station owners and managers, even though that they're suffering along with the rest of us, somehow don't seem to have the moxie to say, you know what, the heck with it. I know where this country's going, and these people are speaking the truth, and I don't care. I'm going to put them on. Now, that may work well more better for radio station owners, because you can't fire the boss. And there is a revolving door policy with most station managers. They don't last too long. And most of the time, it's because of revenue. But there are other issues there. Let's go back to the phones. Another John in Florida. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
John, by the way, I got two of your bumper stickers last year, and I got one on my truck.
Thank you, sir.
Right now I'm making a copy of Martial Law that I got from Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
And the question I really had was, you had Carl Schwartz on several weeks back, and he was talking about some new video on the new film that came out, or a new video that was sent to him on the plane hitting the tower.
It is on the website, rbnlive.com.
All right. I got a friend of mine, I don't have a computer, but a friend of mine, we looked at it Saturday, and it was the two-hour show, and we went to the second hour. It never, we couldn't find it on there. I don't understand it.
Well, the second hour of my program?
Well, the last time he was on the air, it had Carl Schwartz was on the second hour. That was like the 30th or something last month. Maybe I looked at it wrong, but
the last time, both my web guy happens to be standing here, and the producers here. This gentleman's saying the last time I had Carl Schwartz on, you're saying it's not on the archive?
Well, we looked, and I'm not, I don't know really much about the computer, but it showed that Carl was on the second hour, is what we saw on the computer.
Okay. Somebody check that out here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I wanted to see that video.
Danny, how can they see the video on the website? Here he comes, running around. Here he comes. We're talking about the Carl Schwartz.
Yeah, it is on the 911 New World Order page.
911 New World Order page?
And they click on it. What they have to do is be patient, though, because it takes time to
upload. It takes time to upload, so be patient with it. But the video segment is there. It's a video segment that nobody's ever seen before.
Oh, that new one's not in yet.
Oh, it's not in yet?
No.
When are we going to upload that?
As soon as we can get it. We haven't got it yet, either.
Ooh, okay. We'll take care of that right away, then.
Okay.
Thanks,
Dan. Okay, and I'd like to buy that, get a copy of that, if that's possible.
That could be possible. We'll work on it.
All right, thank you very much. Oh, the shortwave's not coming in very good down here in West Palm Beach on the second hour.
Has it been that way all the time, or just hit or miss?
No, the first half an hour is really bad. It's starting to come in now, but sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, I really like that. WWCR did something that I really don't understand why they did it. They switched my second hour from 99.85, which you could get down in Florida, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, they changed that. They changed me from that to the 74.65, and then they added another frequency, 98.75. And I was just out in the parking lot in this second hour, and I tuned into both of those frequencies. They're coming in. It'll melt your radio down. But I'm not on there. And it's got me a little miffed, quite frankly.
There might be an ulterior motive.
I don't know. I don't think that WWCR is – I don't think there's an ulterior motive there. I just don't know why they did that. You know, nobody's perfect. I'll have to get an answer on that deal.
Okay, so now I understand why we weren't able to see it because it's not on yet. All right.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, John. And that would have been 99.75.
What did I say, 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, 99.85 and 99.75.
Yeah, right. You still get Robbie Noel the first hour on that, of course.
Right.
And they changed to the radio chiral on that 99.85 or 5 kilohertz higher anyway.
Well, no, they're still on. No, check your radio again. They've got 99.85 and 99.75.
Yeah, but they dropped down to 75 to avoid radio power.
No. They still have 9985, and then they added 9975.
Yeah. Well, supposedly they dropped.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to. You ran out of show a few days back. I'd like you and the listeners to grab your pencils to scratch down these quick numbers that I mentioned. Put a somewhat of a appropriate attention to the horror of our trade and finance policies combined. And as well, it takes very few callers, people be surprised how few callers Congress often gets on any particular issue or letters, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And so your call makes all that much more difference. And, as well, if you'd like, I'll put out the toll fee for the Capitol Hill switchboard in that same regard. Oh, and this week is supposed to be the, Senate, debating the Real ID Act. I don't have the Senate number, just the House bill number. But you don't need the number to make the opinion known. And, okay, now these awful numbers, I had just heard like a week or so ago about how today 40% of all corporate earnings are from the financial sector, banks and such.
Uh-huh.
Now, that accounted for only 4% of corporate earnings in 1985. So that's 40% today versus 4% then, and a full 25% of stocks valuation today is in the same financial sector compared with only 5% in the 1970s.
Yeah, and what are they really generating? We have a tenfold increase. What is gone is the manufacturing.
Well,
what
we're pushing
gone?
Around. We're pushing around a lot of red ink.
Yeah, well, no, well, yeah, we're, yeah, because that's the only thing left to play with before they blow it out.
And I'm surprised that I hadn't heard numbers like this before, because they're such a mind-blowing numbers and illustrate the, you know, to some degree the extent to which our manufacturing has declined. We can't all be cleaning each other's houses, right?
Well, and you know, they're underreporting, severely underreporting the true unemployment figures. You know, they keep saying, oh, the economy's rebounding. Really? Then why are so many plants closing? Why are people still losing their jobs? They're lying through their teeth. They're trying to put a happy face on it because the number one thing they'll say is, well, we have to do that because, well, we don't want to have people lose faith in it. We still want them in the stock market. You know, that's the only way we're going to climb out of this. No, it isn't. It's sound fiscal policy. It's getting rid of the funny money. It's getting rid of the greed factor. You know, I can remember in this country when a corporation tried to enlarge itself by taking over that industry or its competition or try to expand into other things and got too big, they were smacked down. Because any time you have corporations with that much control, who do you think people are going to be listening to? Who's the government going to be listening to? Who are the bankers going to pander to? That's right. And it's not about you and me. So you wait another 10 years and you'll probably see 80% of the money taken in this country is going to be through financial services, and there's not going to be anybody that has any jobs, and then the thing will just die of its own dead weight. Thanks for your call,
yeah,
Roger. I appreciate it. Take care. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
We got three Johns from Florida today.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
How you doing? I heard you mentioning the bumper stickers earlier in the program.
Yes, sir.
And I live right here in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And I'm going to be handing out information. This weekend is the Air and Sea Show, which is the largest recruiting event for the military in the United States.
Mm.
They get, I think, something like 20 or 30% of their recruits at this one event. And we're going to be handing out information packets regarding DU poisoning and all types of things that are occurring in Iraq and stuff like that. And if you want, I'll hand out bumper stickers with every little packet. And we're going to be setting up two blocks away from the first recruiting station as you walk into the event.
All right, and when is this?
This weekend.
You don't have enough time.
Yeah.
Because I'm running low on the bumper stickers.
It's okay. I have a place to get bumper stickers printed, so I might just go ahead and get some RBN live.com bumper stickers in red, white, and blue printed and just kind of hand those out.
Whatever it takes, man.
Yeah, so I thought you'd like to know that. And if anyone is in the Fort Lauderdale area, is going to be in that area, we'll be on Sunrise Boulevard going in. There's a 7-Eleven on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop by, pick up some packets, and walk around and hand them out.
There
you go.
There's
500,000 people there a year.
All right. Well, hey, sounds like a plan, John. You're thinking and you're getting involved.
Yeah, and there's a lot of young people there, and those are the people that we need to really affect because they're totally clueless. And they're the people that are going to be signing on the dotted line to go over there and die for the wrong causes. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. We need to get more of the old farts like myself up off their keisters and get involved because they can become the teachers and mentors to our young people. That's another thing that's gone wrong in this country.
I agree, and I think also that the generations aren't talking to each other anymore. And I found that to be the case. Like, I mean, even me talking to my father, there's this weird gap based on what he grew up learning and what I've grown up learning. And I think that we have to kind of, you know, like I was reading textbooks for my kid. You know, what they're teaching them now, I'm like, what? So, I mean, I think you really need to read what your kids are learning and go, hold on a minute. And
that's right.
Teach them the other truth.
There you go.
Okay, great.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
John in Tennessee. This has been a John Day. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I used to sell cars until the Gulf War syndrome put a stop to that. And we used to have, or the car salesman used to have a pet slogan, quote, knocking a customer's head off. And this can only happen when the finance manager gets involved and plays around with the numbers.
That's right.
And I had one customer literally run screaming out of the Jewish finance manager's office, crying at the top of her lungs. And this is, you know, a big fancy new car showroom. And I sent her and her husband a dozen roses, and she did buy the car. But the point is, the car makers are now in the banking and counterfeiting business like the Federal Reserve, which is now 70% of their profit. So they don't need factories anymore because they're in the banking business. You know, this put 10% down and they print the rest of the money out of thin air.
Well, and that's how GM right now with their financing arm, GMAC. That's where a lot of their profit's coming from because they're financing the stuff that they're building.
And these new car dealers are career criminals who launder CIA drug money, burn down their dealerships to get the insurance mafia to buy them a new store. And the dealers routinely steal from their own employees. I mean, they're just con men. So these people have no loyalty. And I just bought a new Chevrolet Cavalier. I've bought Camaros and Firebirds and Fieros and Corvettes, you know, before they cost $50,000. And,
right.
And this Cavalier, you know, under $10,000, brand new car, 5-speed, fully loaded. But the engine was made in Mexico. The transmission was made in Italy. The rest of the car was made in Canada, which is labeled as part of America now.
But you can buy a Toyota and a Honda that's made right here in this country.
That's correct. And, you know, I would buy American, but even the motorcycles,
yeah.
You know, Harley's new motorcycle is made by Porsche in Germany.
Yeah.
And their Buells won't even compete with the Japanese and Italians. They won't go to the racetrack and compete head-to-head, which is where you sell vehicles.
And that's where they get a lot of their racing. That's how Honda developed a lot of their engines and their drivetrains. They built cars and raced them.
Well, the New World Order won't allow Harley-Davidson to compete. Because I think they could compete, but I think the New World Order is sabotaging all the American manufacturers.
I do believe they have to bring us to our knees because we were the ones that created the wealth. We had the happiest people. We had the highest standard of living. We had peace and contentment for the most part in this country, and we can't have that. We got to have chaos. Thanks for your call. Sam, you got about 40 seconds, my friend.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to give a testament to the bumper stickers.
Yeah.
I put yours, Alex Jones, and Butch Paul's on my back bumper, and for some reason, I kept looking in my mirror at stoplights, and people were writing down the bumper stickers.
It works, and I keep telling people. Call up and get your bumper sticker today, 800-724-2719, or send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 6719, Round Rock, Texas, 78683. Thanks, Sam. Sorry to cut you short. We'll be with you again tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.